ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, we are Made by Mamas, Zoe Hardman
and Georgia Dayton,
and we are back with our brand new series of our podcast, and we're so excited to be here again. For those of you that do not know us,
we met a couple of years ago in a coffee shop in Cheltenham when we were both pregnant, and now 3 kids later and with one on the way, here we are.
Yay, Georgia's pregnant. We're still here with all of our love, support and non-judgmental advice and all of those tips on products that we love and brands that we're obsessed about. And this series, you're going to hear things on co-sleeping, breastfeeding,
relationships, fitness,
a little bit of sex. It's all in there. We're really excited for you to hear it. Let's get on with it. So this week we are talking about mum confidence.
Yes, which is an interesting subject because I think when you get pregnant, you go through a really confident stage because you're pregnant and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. You feel on top of the world. Then it gets a little bit harder for a bit. And then afterwards, a lot of us are probably at all-time low.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, if you've been a certain weight and you've looked a certain way your entire life and then suddenly you get pregnant and all of these changes are happening to your body, which you have complete, well, there's just no control over it.
No.
You know, the bump grows bigger, the boobs are getting bigger, you know, thighs, bum, everything's kind of changing. And it's really important, I think. I think you and I did this to kind of check yourself and be like, look, you have to embrace these changes.
Yeah.
And you have to get on board with it because you can't fight it. You're growing a human. It's the
exactly.
most amazing thing in the whole entire world.
Quite a tricky thing to do
yeah.
when you think about it, really, isn't it? Growing a human, making a full child.
Yes. I mean, for me, I'm very open about this, but I suffered really badly from anorexia in my 20s. So my whole life for like 8 years was about being really, really skinny. It was awful. You know, I had an illness. It wasn't great. So and even though I've definitely recovered from my anorexia, there was still a part of me during pregnancy where I was just like, oh my God, I'm putting on weight and I can't control this. And I used to fight it constantly in my head. It was quite a scary time for me in places.
So you still felt that pressure?
It's not a pressure. It wasn't a pressure. It was more like the demons coming back.
Right.
And I don't know. I think a lot of women might go through that, you know, definitely that you sort of, I think it's that thing of like not being able to control it. And it may sound yeah. silly because, you know, you're doing something, as I said, that is just so amazing and so brilliant. But at the same time, you know, there are those moments where you just feel like shit.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't ever really struggled with like a, you know, an eating disorder or anything like that. So I don't understand how that must have felt for you, because not being in control is so hard.
Yeah.
But I know that at the beginning I found it really hard because number one, I couldn't tell anybody why I was putting on weight, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, people are going to think this, they're going to think that. But as soon as the bump came out, I felt immediately better.
Yep.
Were you the same?
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That beginning bit is hard because you can't tell anybody and you can't really tell that you're pregnant. You just look a bit different.
And knackered.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might be suffering from morning sickness and everything changes. You know, I felt like that whole glow thing, it didn't come until my second trimester.
Yeah, same as me. And weirdly, I had a holiday, a couple of holidays when I was pregnant, and they were the times I felt the most confident.
Great.
Like around the pool, because I didn't care and I just felt fabulous, actually. And it was kind of towards the end, and it, you know, I could just be let it all out.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. Did you feel good, like, you know, in a bikini and stuff when you were pregnant?
Yeah, absolutely. I really embraced it and got on board with it. You know, after I got over that initial hump, I was just like, look at my big bump. My, you know, I loved my boobs during pregnancy. And I was really kind of, I think that's really important to remember that you know, people are looking at you and they are thinking, wow, what a beautiful pregnant lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, isn't she looking a bit flabby and doesn't she have cellulite? It's like, you know, they're not thinking that.
I remember my uncle saying to me just before we, James and I went on holiday, he was like, I was like sort of worried about being pregnant around the pool. We were going to Mykonos, which is quite like posy and zhuzhy, isn't it? And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be like fat lump around the pool. And he was like, Georgia, everyone loves the pregnant lady. And I suddenly thought, actually they do, and everyone would smile at me and it was actually really nice, whereas, you know, normally you're just like worried how you're gonna sit and oh God, am I sucking in enough, when I could just chill. Nice.
Just chill and get that beautiful bump out. And then obviously after baby comes,
that is
quite a moment when you have to kind of face the reality, the body, the shell that you're left with after the baby's come out. And I remember having a shower and Isla coming in, and I just had Luna. It was the day after, and she's,
I remember you telling me this.
She was like, Zozo, why does it still look like you've got a baby in your tummy? And I looked down and I saw this empty belly that, you know, you press and it went in, and it was flat. And I was just like, oh my God, here we go. And then those months afterwards were challenging for me.
Yeah, I think straight after I had Axel, I actually felt really good and really like empowered and great. But then I remember taking a photo, I think of me and Axel, and I sort of sent it to a group of friends, and they were like, oh, why do you still look pregnant? And then I suddenly went, whoop.
As if they said that to you.
But, you know, people who don't have kids, they don't get it. And I suddenly thought, oh, well, I actually thought I looked quite good.
You did. You did.
And I felt quite good straight after. Yeah. And then obviously maybe as reality hit after a few weeks of no sleep, that's when I felt it.
And there's definitely a few things that you can do, I think, to make yourself feel better. Because fundamentally, you're there to look after the baby. And you're there,
absolute,
you know,
priority,
whatever you're doing, bottle feeding, breastfeeding, it's all about that little creature that you've created and given birth to. But you still have to remember, you know, yourself in all of this, and not to get kind of lost in the wash. And
that's the thing, it's not getting lost and losing your confidence, because I think it's a lot harder to get it back once it's gone.
I used to love getting a spray tan.
Oh yeah.
Not getting something to do it, because that would be too time consuming and I have to leave the house. But, you know, using, you know, home spray,
home tanning.
I can't even get my words out. Yeah, I'm back to tired. Home tanning, and also love using lotions. And I'd like paint my toenails when I got a second, and just little things like that. That just, I'd look down and didn't think that I was hideous.
Yeah. Also, I used to like really enjoy like reading self help books and that kind of stuff, which sounds a bit like.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit. I never ever struggled with confidence before, but after having a baby, not at the beginning, maybe like 6 months in, I suddenly started to feel like I was losing myself a bit.
Yeah.
And I needed to sort of, I know it sounds like I needed like a bit of positivity.
Yeah, but
and
you
like
do.
Just to get it back and keep it on track.
Yeah. Let's be honest, you know, let's be really honest here. The first 6 months of having a child, even though they are the most wonderful moments of your life, and we're not saying that, they are some of the lowest as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every single day, you've got to get up after having zero sleep. You've got to put your mask on, be a mum, look after baby, carry on with normal life. And you feel really low sometimes.
Yeah, you do. And again, as I say, around the 6 month mark, it's, I think before you sort of can get away with brushing it off as you know you're a new mum.
Yeah.
Obviously you're not going to look good or feel good or be doing everything because you've just had a baby. But at 6 months I started to feel that like pressure that I should be doing something else as well.
That's why we went to the gym.
Yes, exactly. That's why I went to the gym. But also, you know, going back to work and the confidence with going back, and it was just all of that.
Yeah.
And I think you really have to do something for you in order to keep your confidence up.
Yeah. And remember who you were.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
Because, you know, we're not just mums.
No, we're not.
We're not.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So every week we sit here and we say how excited we are to have the guest sitting opposite us. But today there is a particular buzz in the air because sitting opposite us today, one of the biggest girl bands in the planet.
Yeah, ever.
Ever, ever, ever. She is an amazing, wonderful career mummy. Mummy to Cole and Bobby. She's an all-round, thoroughly lovely person, and we are so honoured that Kimberly Walsh has joined us today.
Yay! Hello.
Thank you for having me.
What about an introduction?
I know, I loved that.
Yeah. Yeah,
anything else you'd like us to add? Beautiful,
that was
funny.
Sufficient. That was sufficient.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No, not at all. Absolute pleasure. So this whole episode is around mum confidence.
Okay.
And we really wanted to discuss that with you because we are kind of in awe of how you've had these two amazing kids, got back to work, you know, you're on the radio, you're in a pop group, and you kind of managed to do it seamlessly. So I want to sort of go back to that time when you found out you were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
How did that make you feel in terms of your confidence?
I don't know if this is a really bad answer to this question, but when I found out I was pregnant with Bobby, so my first, I was just so happy that I didn't have to worry about dieting or anything like that for like 10 months. Is that really bad?
No.
Literally, I was about to go into like a full-on like January health kick, like thinking of doing like a full-on workout routine for the next few weeks. And then I found out I was pregnant. I was like, yes, I get out of it.
I think I was exactly the same. All the little treats that I used to walk past, like on my lunch break at work, like Selfridges pick a mix, I suddenly didn't have to walk past and ignore it anymore.
You like that? One for me,
go in.
One
yep.
for baby. Was there pressure during, you know, girl band days? Was there, you know, hard dieting and hard exercise that you kind of had to live by? Or was that just something that you wanted to do to look and feel good?
I think it's exactly that. I think I did probably take it on a little bit just because you are part of a girl band, five girls, so you don't kind of want to be the weak link, do you? So I felt like I did have to, you know, keep it in tow to a point, but no one ever really put any pressure on me. I think it's just like most young girls, you want to stay kind of slim and healthy. And I kind of did what I could to stay quite, you know, quite a decent size, I would have said. But although I have to say, like, I'm not a naturally skinny person, so it does take a little bit of effort.
Does it?
Whereas the other four could literally eat McDonald's every day and they'd still be tiny.
Oh, so annoying.
That is annoying.
But yeah, you put the pressure on yourself, I think.
So when you got pregnant, it was almost like a relief.
A little bit of a relief, yeah.
And did you feel like, you know, letting loose a little bit made you feel better, or did you sort of start to feel less confident?
I just saw it as a bigger picture. I just saw it as that I was growing a human being, and so I didn't really take it on. Like, I could see my body changing, and by the end of the pregnancy with Bobby, I was huge. I mean, I was humongous. And he was a big baby. But when I look back now, I'm like, wow, my nose had doubled in size. Like, I probably did take it a little bit too far. But I had a very healthy baby, and that was the main thing. Yeah, and with Cole, I probably did chill out slightly on the eating for two thing, just because I couldn't be bothered with the regime to get back in shape.
Well, you know a little bit more, don't you, the second time around, because you sort of know what's going to be happening to your body and the changes.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
can kind of cap it slightly with the, you know, two margaritas.
Exactly.
McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah. But I think you're right. I think it was quite nice to just chill out and actually not have to think about that for a while, because it was just a different thing. It was all about the baby and whether they were growing properly, and you just had to deal with how I looked, really.
Apart from the bump, what was the biggest change to your body?
Well, my bottom was basically the same size as my bum, so slightly concerning. Literally, if I stood on the side, it was literally the same size both ways.
I thought you were going to say boobs, but you've gone for bums.
Boobs is not so bad. Like, I've got small boobs, so I think you're quite lucky in that respect, because they're small, they can't really go anywhere.
How great do they look though when they're full of milk? Like, I've taken so many photos, and this is a bit gross, but I've taken photographs of my boobs at, you know, when they're sort of full and they're looking great, because I just love them so much. And now I've got absolutely zero boobs. Yeah. I just look at these photos like longingly, like, oh, look.
They're like unrecognisable. They just don't even look right on my body. I didn't really like the big boobs.
Did you not?
Because I've spent my whole life with small boobs, and I feel like it makes you look almost smaller in general, and like my smaller part is the top of me, and so suddenly I was big there as well. I preferred having smaller boobs, to be honest. So,
yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the big boobs.
No,
at all. No,
just me then.
One day,
just you.
When my milk came in, my husband had been away and he went to Newcastle overnight and came back, and he literally went away with me with small boobs, came back, my milk came in, he was like, whoa, what happened to you?
No, but it is shocking, isn't it? Like, they literally triple in size. Yeah. Like, it's quite disturbing, actually. When you wake up to that, you're like, I remember saying to my friend who already had big boobs, you are in trouble, because seriously, they are massive.
And also, I mean, I'm sorry, but they just look great in bras. So, you know, having got small boobs, I've just never had that experience. Yes. Just having the old cleavage, like the photos that I'd send to my husband, just being check me out.
Yeah, I just feel like when you're breastfeeding, they're just not sexy boobs. No. Like, you can almost see that they're like full of milk.
Functional boobs.
Like,
veiny boobs.
Veiny
boobs is what I've called.
So basically, don't have a boob job, just get pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what Zoe's saying, but we're not too convinced by that.
So you've had the baby. You're standing in front of the mirror, and I remember this moment for me, and obviously George and I have spoken about it as well, that first glance at your body post baby. What's going through your head?
It's harsh, isn't it? It is really, really harsh when you're suddenly left with the same body but without the bump.
Mm.
I think I just had to laugh at the situation, really. Like, what else can you do?
Mm.
Also, you've kind of got a big distraction by trying to look after this human being that's screaming and crying and asking for help. But it is kind of hard to see at first. And then I think you just kind of, well, I just got on with it. Like, just cover up, wear slouchy clothes, deal with it like 6 months later. Yeah. I really did not put any pressure on myself or worry about that at all for at least 6 months.
That's
and
so
I
lovely.
Say that everybody should do that. Just give yourself at least 6 months grace.
Because it is your body is just such an amazing thing. I mean, that whole wonder of birth and carrying the baby and growing the baby and all that sort of stuff, and then the baby comes out of you and you're standing there, and I remember just looking at my body just going, oh my god, you know, you've got this sort of stomach which you can press which goes in, you've got your body, you just don't feel like you're not carrying the baby anyway. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird, and you still almost feel like it's there. It takes a while to get used to them not being in there. It's bizarre. It's almost like you want to put them back. It's very strange feeling, but it's the most incredible thing.
Yeah.
Like, it just, the minute I'd had him, I felt like I'm definitely going to want to have another one. And that's which is weird, because it wasn't the most pleasant birth, but I just definitely just thought that the feeling that I got is just insane, isn't it? You could never get that any other way, really.
What were your births like?
So the first birth, Bobby was so well behaved throughout the whole pregnancy, and then literally at the final hour decided to turn the wrong way around. So I was trying to get him out and it wasn't happening.
Spine on spine.
Yeah. Mm. And it's just impossible. I mean, it literally is like pushing against a brick wall. So I had to have forceps. I managed to get him out though, with no C-section, just in the nick of time.
Wow, well done.
But it wasn't pleasant.
Epidural?
I had had one, thank goodness, like an hour before. I'd done quite well as well, like with the pain thing, and then it was Justin that was like, please have it, I don't want to see you go through that pain. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do this. And then it was like a blessing in disguise, because that would have been, I don't think I would have had any more.
No,
put it that way.
Second birth,
I had an epidural again about an hour before, thinking this is going to be good, this is going to be enjoyable. It wore off, because I've got quite a high pain threshold, and I literally started screaming like I was dying, and they were all looking at me like, what has happened? And it was too late, so he was pretty much a natural birth. And it was all right because he came out so fast from that point that I was like, okay, that's why people say you can do it, because it's so quick that the relief came. But yeah, for a few minutes, I was like, no.
Did you not say, I think it's wearing off?
Yeah, no, I was like, it's not working. They were like, all like rallying around me, trying to like work out what was going on. They were like, you're not ready to push. You can't be. I was like, seriously, look down there. And they were like, oh, yeah. He's on his way out. I was like, yes, I know.
And you want to do it again?
And I want to do it again.
Do you want another baby?
Yeah, I'm a sicko. I don't know. Yeah, I do. I love babies. I get to this point, like Cole's nearly two, and now I'm like, maybe I could.
What does Justin say?
He's like, are you crazy? honestly want to add to this chaos. I'm still working on him.
What is home life like for you?
I mean, it is full on. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend it's like the Instagram family, like with the kids behaving, and they are mad. Like, they do run wild and they gang up on me even now. Cole's not even two. And if I put Bobby on the step, he goes and sits next to him in solidarity. I'm like, I love he's that. On the step for hurting you. And he's like, nope, I'm going to sit with him. But it's lovely, like, seeing them together, and their bond is just amazing. Mm. Like, because they're so close in age and similar characters in some ways. But it is kind of crazy. Like, there's literally never any peace and calm in my house at the moment. But that's how I grew up, because I'm one of four. So
you're used to it. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. And so how is it getting ready and trying to get out the house?
Well, I feel like you get better at that, like, as time goes on. Like, when Cole first came along, I was like, we're never going to get anywhere. Like, we're just never going to be able to do anything. And now I'm like, actually, it's better to just leave it till the last minute, because if I do it too early, they'll have taken the clothes off before I leave. So now I'm like, actually, let me just get myself sorted, get all their stuff ready, and then just quickly get them changed and out before they can take the clothes off. Yeah. Or Bobby likes to take his clothes off. Yeah. Or get them dirty.
Do you find as well that your sort of makeup style has changed? I mean, both G and I, again, we have these discussions that we used to spend like an hour getting. I used to do my makeup, put lashes on, lip liner, and literally now it's 10 minutes from start to finish.
Yeah, it's the only way that I know how now. Even if I have time, I can't take that long. Mm. And it really reminds me of my mum growing up, because she used to go out with the girls every Thursday, and she was a teacher, a school teacher, and there was four of us. So she would literally go up to her room, like, looking one way, then come back down like she'd been in some sort of magic tunnel. And I'd be like, how has she done that? And now I know, she literally, like, put a red lip on, chucked her hair upside down, changed her clothes, and that was it. She was good to go, and that's what I do now.
So would you say that you feel more confident now that you've had your kids?
I just think that confidence, and I know this sounds a bit whatever, but I just think it's from the inside, and I'm just quite a chilled, confident person, as in, like, I'm just quite happy in my own skin. So whether I look bigger or I look smaller, usually I'm still kind of happy, if that makes sense. So I try not to let those sort of things affect how I feel. It's not easy, is it? But I just think it does depend on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, no, definitely. So if you're having like a bit of a rubbish day, you're feeling a bit crap, what's your go-to thing to make yourself feel better? Is it putting on a red lip, putting your hair in a bun? Like, what do you do?
If I'm having a day where I feel a little bit like on the larger side, or like I've eaten too many pies, then I'll always go towards black. I mean, it can save you so much, especially if I'm going to an event or something. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to look massive in the pictures. Wear black and you just get away with murder. It's great.
That
it's
is so true.
It is true. Yeah. Black and sleeves, just like a silhouette type outfit, and you'll get away with it. No one will see the extra half stone. I've got loads of tricks like that.
Or the greasy hair. I'm obsessed with dry shampoo. I'm like that. This makes me feel so much better.
Oh, yeah, dry shampoo.
At least my hair doesn't smell like sick.
Yeah.
No, I feel like my hair right now is about 100% dry shampoo. I don't really know what else
forward. It's the way forward.
Who is your go-to person when you're having a really, really, really rubbish day?
It would probably be my older sister, Sally, because she's got three boys. So I've got two, she's got three. So we've got five boys between us that are like seven and under. So we kind of both get it. Like, until you're kind of in that full, like, child mode, sometimes people don't really understand what that's like. And she obviously totally does. So, yeah, I do go to her quite a lot for that kind of advice. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, there is. It will end.
Yeah. Will it?
When? When's that?
When will I sleep ever again? I don't know.
No.
We heard that you gave some solid advice to Cheryl. Would she be a person that you would chat to kind of, you know, weekly to just kind of check in with her about stuff to do with babies?
Yeah, because we've got, obviously, Cole and Bear are so similar in age. I mean, especially in the sort of, in the first year, it was like a daily WhatsApp thing because you just... There's so many things to talk about in those first few months, don't you think, with the feeding and weaning and all of those things. And now it's kind of like, it's quite nice because we're in like a, I don't know, more of a chilled place. Like they're both walking, they're both talking a little bit. They're just easier.
Yeah.
Like it was nice. Like she came over for Bobby's party, but there was quite a few babies, Bear's age as well. And they were all just like playing and we were actually talking. We were like, wow, this has really changed. Like,
this is a conversation.
Yeah, before that, it was literally no conversation, just us running after Bear and Cole, which is normal. But it's just nice that they've just got to that point where they'll play and occupy themselves a little bit more.
And so do you think that the key to mum confidence or being more confident as a mum is having a good network of friends around you who are also going through it?
Yeah, I would say that's an amazing thing to have. And I do have that because I'm not friends with anyone basically who doesn't have kids and understand what this is like. Apart from Nicola, who is actually brilliant at like being the adopted auntie and entertaining the kids. But then she's like, bye, guys. But other than that, literally everybody has young kids. So we're all in it together. And I do find a lot of comfort in that. And when people get out of that zone, like a couple of my friends now, their youngest are like five. I'm like, oh, whatever, you're out of it.
We're not mates anymore.
You're not in the gang anymore.
Yeah, you don't count. You've got your life back.
What would you say to any mum at home if they're sort of struggling to make friends? Because Georgia and I, we met when we were pregnant and she was the reason for my sanity in the first year of having the baby. She was my soulmate. You know, we got each other through that really awful
time.
So you need that, definitely.
How do you really make those friends, though? It's quite hard sometimes.
Yeah, that must be really hard. I mean, I had loads of friends, as I said, but I still took Bobby to groups and stuff.
Did you?
Because I just got so bored, like, sitting in the house with him, and I wanted him to experience it. You know, I didn't want to stop him from experiencing what other kids did. So I just used to rock up to like the Monkey Musics and all of those.
But were they like, oh my God, it's getting even girls allowed?
They would like hold it down, and then as the weeks went on,
hold it down.
No, but you know what I mean? They would be quite chilled, and then as the weeks went on, they'd be like, so I saw that you did that the other week. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, like. But actually, the one thing about being a mum is it kind of just puts everyone on the same level. And it's nice because people do just talk to you on a normal level because it's usually just chatting about the sort of day-to-day kid stuff.
Yeah.
Nap times and, you know, what they eat in, what they sleep in, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So I didn't mind it. And it's good for the kids. And you do get chatting to people. Like, I've made a few random friends in the park as well because Bobby's so sociable. He forces me to speak to strangers all the time. And he gave this one woman a massive kiss on the cheek as she was leaving. And so obviously we ended up, like, becoming friends. It's like, you know.
So nice.
You've got sociable kids, you're going to make friends.
Yeah, but that is true.
I think that's such a key point as well, that if you are, you know, sitting at home, you're in that first 6 months where... Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, it is the hardest time of your life,
so
without
hard.
A shadow of a doubt. And I said this to my best friend, he was like, how many? I was like, just go to a group.
Yeah.
You need to just find your local group, get down there and say hello.
Because everybody speaks to everybody. Like, it's just, and the kids chat to, you know, like the kids interact. And so there's always someone that you're going to connect with.
And you've obviously all got something in common, like straight away.
Yeah.
Like, even if nothing else but kids is the thing that you have in common.
Is that all we had in common?
Well, probably, pretty much. I don't really like
and
you.
And
that's all you do talk about, though. That is actually all you do talk about if you've all got young kids, isn't it? And Cole went through this stage of being like a nightmare at home. You know, Bobby was never like that. He was quite chilled, but he always wanted to be out of the house. So I'd find myself just like rocking up to my high road where I live and just being like, anything going on that you're taking to? Like hijacking playgroups and everything, whatever I could do to keep him happy, because you just want them to be like happy and not whinging.
Yeah. Do the boys go to nursery?
So Bobby goes a few mornings, and I'm thinking of starting Cole a couple of mornings from January.
Woohoo!
How did that make you feel? Drop it, drop. Sorry, that is a big celebration.
I actually don't know what I'll do. Like, if I actually drop them both off together and have an entire morning, what on earth will I do?
You might have sex with your husband.
I might. I'd be like,
trust,
you really need to
Zoe,
go in
to bring that up.
Let's talk about sex. Come
like,
on,
darling. I think you've forgotten your lunchbox. You better come home. Yeah, but then we might make baby number three, exactly. So he won't be coming back. And be like, don't worry, love. Next time.
But I know we are laughing and joking about sex, but it is something that comes up a lot on our Instagram. Yeah. And our followers, are, you know, they do ask us, you know, what was it like? You know, pregnant women are messaging us going, what was it like the first time you had sex again after having the baby? Yeah. And we're like, it was fucking hideous.
Yeah, it's pretty
lights
bad.
Off.
It's pretty yeah. bad. It's more of an experiment the first yeah. time, especially after the first baby, because I was actually scared because I didn't have the best birth. I was like, I mean, what is even going on down there?
Yeah.
But do you know what? I don't really like having sex when I'm breastfeeding.
Right.
I find it really just not the same.
Oh,
just
what, because in case
I just don't feel fully myself. Yeah. So I feel like obviously you have to keep it flowing. But for me, I only really feel like normal having sex once I'm not feeding anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is a big step, isn't it? I mean, what was it like for you?
I hate you asking me this.
She's so uncomfortable. Come to me if you want to chat.
I'm going bright red. Well, Zoe, the lights were off. I closed my eyes and I thought of England.
Yeah, George and I talk about everything, but we never, ever, ever discuss
sex. No, this is not my subject. No, it's because Zoe is just loves talking about it and embarrassing
me. I think it's important to discuss
No, I know,
it.
I'm joking.
No, but I mean, it's like this time round after having Kit, which was a much quicker yes. birth, and I didn't have to have forceps in the end, but obviously still, you know, it's still a labour, and
yeah,
I did get a second degree
different.
Tear. It does feel different, but you're still like managing situations down there. Mm. And I remember, and Doza, my husband, was like, sort of 3 or 4 weeks in, was like, any danger? And I was like, absolutely no, none at all,
whatsoever.
Not happening at
Bye.
All. And then he was like, when's your 6 week check? And I was like, okay, yeah, no, it's coming up. And then literally I came back from the doctor, and he's like, what did the doctor say? The doctor said, we can never have sex ever again. And then I was like, look, I'm just not sure things are going to be all right down there. And, and then afterwards, I was like, so how did that feel for you? And I go, bigger? And he goes, bit bigger. I'll never get over it. So, I mean, it's the words a woman never wants to hear.
I think my husband would lie, actually.
Yeah, mine definitely
thanks,
would.
Yeah,
I think
no.
he would. He'd make out it was amazing. He wasn't, bless him, because he wouldn't want me to not do it again.
Yeah, true.
That's the danger of him being too honest.
But there is something in that, because for me, that was my, you know, I am a sexual person and I do love having sex with my husband. I really enjoy it. And for me, that was something that was really, it knocked me slightly, because I just didn't think that I would ever get back to where I was. Thankfully, 4.5 months afterwards, I feel confident again in that arena.
Right.
But it did take
saying.
It out
yeah.
of me. It did take it out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I just never worried about it, because we've been together so long. I don't know how long you've been with your husband, but we've been together like 16 years or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And so I just knew that we'd get it back when it was the right time for yeah. us. And obviously, it does involve them being a little bit patient, because I just feel like you can't force something like that, or it'll just be awful. And then, like I said, you wouldn't really want to do it again.
Yeah.
So I think it's just got to be the right time. And then, yeah, you do get it back eventually. But I know that there is that moment where you're like, oh, my God, is it ruined forever?
Yeah. Especially if you've been breastfeeding and then you've stopped.
Yeah.
Your boobs are different. And
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's about nothing to do with even down there. It's just my body as a whole. It took me quite a while to look in the mirror and think, oh yeah, like I feel good and I want to feel sexy.
Yeah.
Mm. I think the first few months I didn't even want to feel sexy. I just wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't yeah. feel like I need to for the first few months. I'm like, no, you just have to wait. Sorry. Sorry.
Same with me.
Thankfully. He was all right with that. Well,
he's been with you for 16 years, so. I feel like, having chatted to you for the last sort of 25 minutes, that you've got this inner, like, there's this sort of inner, like, confidence and glow,
isn't
there?
Exactly. Like, it's really refreshing, actually.
Delusion.
Well, if that's what delusion is, give me some, because I quite like to be delusional.
No. I know this sounds bad, but I just don't think I ever look at myself that deeply. Is that weird? Like, you're saying you looked in the mirror and thought, do I look sexy? I just don't remember doing that. But maybe because I've got, obviously, two, like the second time around is, I just can't remember really what happened after Cole, because Bobby was just still running around like a toddler, like he was two. Our routine for the first few months was usually a four in the bed scenario. Depending which one woke up, we'd just be like, oh God, just
get in.
Everyone get in. Yeah. Come on. And it was like laughable, you know, at times. But now it's kind of normal.
Well, you do what you do need to do.
You've got to do exactly. Yeah,
to get through.
Yeah, for sure.
How has your style changed since becoming a mum?
I used to wear a lot of bodycon stuff. And I don't really anymore. So that has changed. Because although, like, I kind of got back to a normal, like, similar size to what I was, kind of, like, dress size-wise, I just feel like my shape, like, the width of my stomach has never, ever gone back to what it was. It's just different. Like, I think once it's kind of grown that way, it probably just never would. So I used to have, like, quite a small waist. It's still, you know, the smallest part of me. But I'm not like, let me throw on a bodycon skin tight dress and walk, you know,
bit more casual
around. I'm a little bit more like, yeah, sort of slightly more baggy. Still always draw everything to the waist though, because that's my smallest point.
So if you want to feel good, what do you wear apart from black?
I love a jumpsuit, a waisted jumpsuit. They're always really comfortable, easy to wear, and you just don't need to think too much about piecing the outfit together, which is good if you're in a rush. Anything waisted, really. Just not too tight. Not too skin tight anymore.
Yeah, nice.
And a good old Spanx dress is always a good thing in the wardrobe. I've got like literally drawers and drawers of various different types of elasticated products, but just like, I find that all you really need is like just a slip, like a stretchy slip. I can't be dealing with the Spanx thing anymore. No. It's not really a great look because it's going to bulge somewhere else.
Yeah.
Whereas the slips are just quite good, give you a nice silhouette.
Nice hourglass.
Yeah.
And what about the boys? Do you take kind of real particular kind of, well, do you like to dress them up? Because we all do.
Yeah, because boys, as you know, it's really hard to find good boy stuff. And is that why you decided to launch your own brand?
It is indeed. Yeah, no, it is. I have always wanted boys. Like, I always pictured dressing like cheeky little boys, which is what I ended up with. My husband keeps saying, you always wanted cheeky boys, you definitely got them. And like, most of my friends would be like, they'd be talking about dressing the girls in like pink dresses, and it just that was never ever me. Like, I always just thought little boys were so cute. And then when I started buying clothes, I was like, now I get it, it's boring. Like, there's just nothing out, there's not enough variety out there, it's dull. Like, you don't necessarily want to put them in dinosaurs every day.
I know, that's the thing.
My kids don't even like dinosaurs that much. Or nautical, like, it's a bit preppy. Like, my kids are a bit, like, more boy, like street and boyish. So I was like, okay, why not? Let's see. I know it's not going to be an easy thing to do, obviously, to launch your own brand. But my brother does that for a living. He makes clothes. So, well, not himself with his own machine, but, you know, he works for a company that manufactures clothing. So we got together and created Kimber Kids. And so now, I just basically force my kids to wear that every day. No, Bobby likes it because we've got like a really strong, like, coloured camo print, and he thinks he's like a little soldier with his little stormtrooper gun. So we're all winning in life on the fashion front at the moment.
Where can we buy it?
It's online at Next, and that's where it's gone into. But we're also launching our own website, so we're going to sell it through kimberkidsclothing.com as well. But yeah, it's like a whole new venture. It's a big old deal. Like, it's not just like, okay, let's do a kids' clothing brand. Like, this has taken me like 2 years. But I think it's like a family project. Mm, me and my brother, we're really passionate. So we're like driving it forward.
Brilliant.
And hopefully, it'll continue.
Do you think working alongside being a mum gives you confidence?
I just think that a nice balance is great. Like, it's not always possible for everyone, but because of the job I do, I've got that luxury in a way of kind of doing both.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of friends that have had such struggles with that whole thing because it's so difficult to know what to do about going back to work and stuff. But I'm lucky because I can just work a few days a week and work it around them. What is quite hard is trying to do the sort of like brand stuff from home when the kids are around.
Oh, you're
like, I'm not doing this. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I've got so many different things in my head. What am I even doing anymore?
Somebody said on Instagram yesterday that trying to work from home when your kids are in the room is like brushing your teeth whilst eating an Oreo.
It just feels like that. I'm like, oh, what? You don't have the space, do you, in your head to do both? I do try too much, I think. I think I need to allocate time for myself to just work. But it is a juggle, isn't it? It's like that guilt. Oh, but I am here, so I should just be with them. Is. And also, they make me feel so guilty. Like, I worked one day last week. Bobby fell out with me.
They're so clever, aren't they, kids?
Honestly, he fully fell out with me. I was like, Bobs, I've only worked one day. He was like, oh, why do you always have to go to work? It's like, yeah, I'm doing it for you so that we can buy nice things. I don't want any more toys. I've got enough toys. I'm like, okay, I don't want food. I don't like food anyway. I'm like, okay, all right.
They're such manipulative little shit. Aren't they sometimes?
I'm like, okay, whatever.
I'm going through the same with mine at the moment. I go to work 3 days a week and Axel fully doesn't speak to me for those 3 days.
No.
I come home and he goes, Mummy out. I'm not even allowed in the kitchen. Mummy out.
It's awful.
It's really hard. Gee. It's fine. I get a bit of time to myself. I'm like, oh, sorry, hubby. I'm not even allowed in the kitchen.
Yeah, if they get all clingy to them, it's not so bad.
Yeah,
they're clever though. He's clever. Because when he gave you a hug yesterday and a kiss.
I know. Couldn't believe it.
But, yeah. Let's talk just quickly because I know I'm going to get the old wrap up signed soon, but please let's talk about Girls Aloud.
Mm.
What's happening? Are you coming back?
There's no plans to at the moment, but you never know, do you? Like, it's a weird one. Like, people ask me all the time and I'm like, I could never categorically say it would never ever happen.
Yep.
If that helps at all. But it's not happening now.
Could you see yourself performing with them again though?
Yeah, I kind of think for something special, maybe it could. Yeah, maybe I could. Like, there's still a lot of love between us all, like, despite what people may think. Like, we spent so many years together. Yeah. 15 years is, like, a ridiculous amount of time. Like, you're always going to kind of treasure those moments. And I don't know, maybe there'll be a time where, like, all the stars align and it's just right for us to do something together again with all our troops of kids.
Yeah.
That we never had when we were in the band before.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love it.
And before we say goodbye, products that you go to make yourself feel good. So you've obviously spoken about Black. We know that.
Products that I go to, Black.
Black.
I feel like I don't ever buy any products for myself anymore. Perfume's important to me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Perfume's really important to me. I don't feel like myself unless I've got perfume
on. I can
on.
Smell you and you smell delicious.
I've worn it for so long. Like, literally, whoever's known me for, like, the entire time, like, so the girls, like, Cheryl's like, oh, you don't smell like you if I don't have it on. It's, like, that weird.
What do you wear?
I wear Marc Jacobs, the clear bottle. I don't know what it's called. No, not Daisy. There's another one that's clear and nobody else seems to wear it, which is why I like it. I don't know what the name is.
I can smell it.
But it's an old school one. Right. I mean, I'm talking like 15 years from now. But things like perfume and being just fully groomed makes me feel good. That's a good point. I don't feel good if I'm not groomed.
You've got your lashes
done. Yeah, you guys were saying lashes.
I've got my lashes done. Yeah. This is a new thing since having Cole, because I realised when I had the two of them, I don't have time to do anything else. Like, I will not be able to do anything before dropping Bobby at nursery. So I thought, that is the way I'm going to do this.
Thing.
That's it. That's how they'll know I'm awake. Because I've got my eyelashes on. And it's actually helped.
And you get to lay down for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
While you're having them done.
Yeah, and you can't move or open your eyes.
Oh my God, I'm going to start doing them. An hour and a half?
Mm.
I've missed a trick all these years.
You have.
Oh, Kimberly, you're an absolute dream.
Thanks, like, for having me.
Thank you so much.
I feel like we've covered everything.
Yeah, we have. Really quick.
Actually.
Right, let's get a cuppa or a glass of rosé.
Yeah, let's go with the wine.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks.
So, as always, we will round off this podcast with talking about some of our favourite products that are going to give us some confidence.
And number one, I mean, it's my favourite thing in the whole entire world, is doing a tan at home. Yeah. I mean, it just makes you feel so much better.
It does.
Slap it on, even if you're slightly orange around the wrists. Two of my favourite products.
Like I am right now.
You're looking slightly orange. Saint-Tropez, absolutely love them. They are my favourite. And also Fake Bake as well. We're big fans of them. So you can literally get them at Boots, take them home, and you'll just feel like a different person if you're a slight shade of
orange. For me, this isn't really a product, but just taking an hour or so for a bit of self-care. So I know that when we were both, just after we'd had Axel and Luna, we loved going to the gym. So, you know, taking yourself into a spin class, because it's dark and no one can see you, that really would do wonders for my confidence. Yeah. So, yeah, something like a spin class, or even if you want to go and have your nails done, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just an hour to yourself.
Exactly. Now, this is a really
great bit of kit, actually, and I got given it when I was pregnant. It's by The Body Bump, and it's basically a slip that you wear underneath dresses. So it was kind of to give me like a round, lovely, smooth bump, but I wore it afterwards as well.
Ah, interesting.
So as opposed to like Spanx, where everything kind of, like, I think Kimberly said that as well, everything kind of shoots out everywhere. This is a slip that goes down the whole of the body and just gives you like a really seamless line, and it makes you feel good. So if you're going to wear a dress, if you've got a wedding to go to soon after having a baby, or you've got an event, you're just like, oh, I don't like my body. Whack that on.
Yeah, everything really hangs a bit better when you wear something like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's called the body bump. You need it.
So this is a bit of a random one from me, and they are called random notes of encouragement cards. So they're just little cards that you can drop around the house, and if you're feeling a bit low, you just sort of read them, and they'll have an affirmation like, keep smiling, or just keep going, or there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Be brave. And I mean, it sounds a bit silly, but sometimes when you're feeling really, really low, just to have a little reminder like that, it's really nice.
Yeah, you can get them on Not on the High Street as well. You can buy them on there.
Yes, yeah. I mean, loads of places do them. Yeah, so.
We love them.
We do.
They are scattered around the entire home. And then finally, like, George and I talk about this a lot, but we absolutely love getting a blow dry. So if you can sneak out of the house for a couple of hours, you know, or even you can use one of the apps that they've got around. We like Blow Limited, and they can come to your house.
Yeah, they come to your house. Do you a blow dry. Don't even have to leave.
Yeah, and you just feel good, don't you, when you're bouncing around, flicking your hair around like an absolute loser. Enjoy it.
The secret to confidence is good hair.
True. So that rounds up this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have liked what you've heard today, remember you can rate, review and subscribe, and of course that kind of spreads the Made by Mama's love around the place. And you can also contact us at Zoe Harbin on my Instagram and at Made by Mama's, and the website, which is madebymamas.com. We'll see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.